Your pulse are weighing heavy on my mind. I see you're out there with a smile while I'm here at home. Just sitting here watching this dawn.
ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A Parkinson's specialist visited the White House at least 8 times from last July through this March, including a visit to President Biden's personal physician.
The president, I can tell you, has seen a neurologist 3 times, as it's connected to a physical that he gets every year that we provide to all of you.
But the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, insists the president is not being treated for Parkinson's disease. Tropical Storm Beryl is heading north through Texas after barreling Houston. More than 2 million people without power. The storm made landfall, a Category 1 hurricane, along the Texas Gulf Coast. Much of the West Coast is still dealing with record-breaking heat. There have been 4 suspected heat-related deaths in Multnomah County, Oregon. On Sunday, the TSA screened more than 3 million people. That's a new record. Stocks closed mixed, the Dow down, but the NASDAQ and the S&P closed at all-time highs. This is ABC News. There's political uncertainty in France as Paris prepares to host the Summer Olympics. No party won an outright majority after a second round Sunday of parliamentary voting. And that's raising concerns about the battle in France over immigration and economic issues.
This is a parliamentary election. So Macron stays in power. He's going to stay in power for 3 years. This wasn't a presidential election. His position, though, is weaker now because his party isn't the biggest party in the parliament. He's going to have to maybe do a deal, maybe with the left-wing alliance. But on key issues, those two camps haven't seen eye to eye. It's going to be quite messy, and it's really, really uncertain right now when and how we'll actually have a functioning government in France.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burge in Paris. You can leave your checkbook at home next time you go to Target. The Minnesota-based department store chain says it's going to stop accepting them on July 15th because very few people use them anymore. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCL News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with possible fog, low 60. Breaks of sun tomorrow with a small chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high 82. And a few clouds tomorrow night with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny and 81 degrees. And we have a couple announcements to pass along. First of all, 911 lines are currently down. If you have an emergency, please call 608-475-4451. The Richland County Communications Center is also unable to make phone calls to some cell phones. Several surrounding counties are experiencing issues with 911 lines. And this in from the Ithaca School District. Due to circumstances beyond their control, because of a network outage at a partner provider level, the Board of Education Finance and Personnel Committee meeting and the Board of Education regularly scheduled meetings that were supposed to be held tonight will be postponed until tomorrow. The meetings will be held in the LMC, with the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting starting at 6:30 and the regular board meeting to follow at 7.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Mississippi River is slowly beginning to come down after weeks of flooding. In La Crosse, the crest reached 14.9 feet in moderate flood stage last Tuesday. Flooding concerns along the Mississippi River are now downstream in places such as Prairie du Chien, where the river is expected to crest tomorrow, prompting a flood emergency. In La Crosse County, flooding has affected boat ramps, beaches, and recreational activity on the water. The Mississippi River is expected to drop below flood stage this weekend. A river flood warning is in place through next Monday morning. U.S. Senate Democrats have canceled their meeting about their support for President Biden today. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin has been mum on the topic.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Biden's supporters came out with mixed reactions after his campaign stop Friday in Madison. Baldwin is choosing her words carefully.
I'll be seeing and interacting with my colleagues. I'm sure we'll have lots of discussion.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service has updated income eligibility guidelines for meals served at schools and daycare programs based on federal poverty levels. The income guidelines updated annually are effective July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2025. The guidelines apply to student eligibility for free and reduced price school meals offered through the National School Lunch and School Breakfast Programs and milk offered through the Special Milk Program, along with reimbursement for meals served in child and adult daycare centers and family child care homes participating in the Child and Adult Care Food Program. Lauren Glassbrenner serves as superintendent of the River Valley School District.
Every year, there's a household application for free and reduced price school meals. And it's a good thing for the family, and it's a good thing for the district. But what we find is, let's say 25% of the kids in River Valley apply for this and 25 get this. There's probably another 25% out there that didn't apply based on pride. I shouldn't have to ask the federal government for money. I shouldn't have to ask the state for funding. I should be able to take care of this on my own. And so they don't apply for free and reduced lunch.
The guidelines established that students in a household of four with income of $40,560 per year or less qualify for free school meals. If a household's yearly income is between $40,560.01 and $57,720, children can receive reduced price meals.
That way your district isn't incurring that cost, and you would be able to pay less and get your kids more. And that's really what we're trying to do, is get kids what they need, because we all know the nutrition that's in their body helps their brain and their brain helps them learn. So we're all on the same page and we're all fighting for the same good stuff, but really consider filling out that application for free and reduced meals.
The state's participating public and private schools and daycares typically provide applications for free and reduced price school meals during registration and in the beginning weeks of the school year. Glassbrenner urges you to apply.
We'll make sure that we do some Facebook posts around this for social media as well, but just a shout out to those families when you think, well, I might not apply because I just don't think of it, if it's going to apply to my family. I'd rather have you fill out the form and then have me come back and say, actually, you make too much money. You just won't get it this year. Continue to be aware of it. If anything slips, let us know, that kind of thing. The other thing I would say is we can do all of this very confidentially. We can do it through emails. We can do it through anything so that you don't feel like your neighbors have to know or anybody has to know about this free and reduced priced school meal application. You can fill it out online. It's available online, and we'll make sure that anybody at River Valley can see that on our social media so that you can fill that out for us.
Applications may be submitted at any time. Only one application is required per household. The Kiwanis Club is hosting a pancake supper on Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. WRCO's Michael Hernan has more.
The Kiwanis Club is a local civic organization that helps supply kids with school supplies and other school essentials. Kiwanis Club past president Steve Coldstead explains how your participation at the pancake supper helps in its mission.
We host for the backpack program. You know, we've had some different names for it in the past, like flapjacks or for backpacks, that type of thing. But, you know, the thing to think about is it's a pancake supper that we raise money to actually use to support families that are in need and kids who need the school supplies in order to start the school year. And this is one of the major fundraisers that we use to support youth in our community in this way. So maybe you're a retired teacher out there, or maybe you're a grandparent who has had your kids go through the program, or, you know, maybe you're a teacher that is looking for something to do on a Wednesday night and you don't want to cook something for your family, or better yet, maybe you're a family that has used this program in the past and you're in a better position now. This is an opportunity to take some people out to eat, provide a goodwill offering, sit down and chat, because I always think when you're sitting down at a meal and you're chatting, you're learning from other people, but enjoying their company, but then you know that what I'm doing here tonight is going to really support youth in our community with their education.
You could still send donations to the Kiwanis Club if you are not able to attend the pancake supper.
Yeah, if you want to send, I can't make it to the meal, that type of thing, but I want to send a monetary amount of money. You can send it to Steve Coldstead at 686 North Cedar Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin, and just indicate in your check for the backpack program. And we'll take that and put it into the donations that we have.
The Kiwanis Club invites you to their pancake supper, with the cost being a goodwill donation.
You know, here's the opportunity to throw a few bucks in the kitty and bring as many of your closest friends. Great pancake meal with sausage, applesauce, cherries, a beverage of your choice, and sit down and have a really good time chatting with each other. And it's an all-you-can-eat. So we'll keep making pancakes. If we run out of something, we'll never run out of pancakes. We will just never run out of pancakes.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club has announced its latest calendar raffle winners. Friday's winners of $50 each were Jamie Heisel of Spring Green on ticket number 738 and Vicki Myers of Muscadet on ticket number 652. Saturday's winners of $100 each were Canada Killam of Muscadet on ticket number 334 and Rhonda Hodgson of Mount Horeb on ticket number 203. Sunday's winners of $200 each were Sandy Brenninger of Oxford on ticket number 707 and Butch Venglish of Muscadet on ticket number 453.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joanne Schmitz, age 94, died June 28th. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society or St. Mary's Catholic Church or School. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements for Joanne Schmitz, age 94. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Health Services. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Fossetag Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Burial will follow at the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Fossetag Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers or plants, memorials may be directed to North Crawford Rescue or to the Community of Christ Church. Bonnie Ellen Coleman, 88, of Soldiers Grove. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center. Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel, died June 20th at Care and Rehab, Boscobel. A memorial service in celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at Boscobel Assembly of God Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at Boscobel Assembly of God Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Doris Bowl, 90, of Boscobel. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Stanley's name be directed to the Pine Valley Community Village Foundation. Stanley Arthur Hendricks, 61, of Richland Center. Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be held by the local Military Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to BLF, Bibles and Literature to the French-Speaking World, or Kodiak Baptist Mission, Earl Maynard Clark, 90, of Woodstock, Illinois. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland, died July 1st at home following a short battle with ovarian cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Lulof Peterson Hauck Funeral Home in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Christine Fingerson, 49, of Highland. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Lutheran Home in Wauwatosa. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 10:30 until the time of service at noon. A service will also be held Sunday, September 8th at 9:30 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Lutheran World Relief or your local food pantry. Carola Annetta Pat Gust, 88, of Wauwatosa and formerly of Richland Center. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas, died March 2nd at home. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the First Baptist Church Sunday from 12:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Harold M. Hannum, 86, of Spring, Texas. Donald Hanko of Casanova died today at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from injuries sustained in a vehicle crash. Services are pending for Donald Hanko of Casanova.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a partly sunny, seasonal, and a touch humid day today, our temperatures climb to the low 80s. Now we've got shots of showers and storms firing up, widely scattered across the state. Chances to get underneath one are on the smaller side of things, but if we do, we could see some heavy downpours, small pea-sized hail, and some winds gusting up to about 40 miles per hour. This will quickly pass and allow clearing later on this evening. In fact, we'll become partly cloudy, staying muggy overnight, with some fog possible, as those low temperatures fall right to about 60 degrees. The fog will clear off early tomorrow morning and allow for breaks of sunshine throughout the afternoon. And yes, we still do have a chance for a spotty shower or storm to swing by. High temperatures will return to the low 80s, and those rain chances do ramp up a little bit as we go into Tuesday night. This as we watch the hurricane track of Beryl. It is projected to lift into the Midwest and head towards the Ohio Valley, but it will scrape southern parts of our state. Currently, the heaviest rainfall totals do look to stay far east and south of us, but still, we're not far from it. Wednesday, a stray shower or storm is still possible, mainly in the morning, with more and more sunshine as the afternoon wears on and that system kicks on out of the area. But behind it, the heat and the humidity really start to build. For Thursday, highs will climb into the mid-80s. We're going to hold that for Friday, and then for Saturday and Sunday, we are going to be flirting with 90 degrees. And I'm also talking about dew points in the 70s. That right there is pretty oppressive and not comfortable to be in. So expect a hot and humid weekend ahead with excessive heat advisories likely going out. This means you don't really want to plan anything too wild and crazy and athletic, and if you do, you want to make sure you take frequent breaks and stay hydrated. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 80 degrees after a daytime high of 82 and a morning low of 67. Yesterday's high was 79 and we received a tenth of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1985 is 100 degrees, with a record low of 43 set back in 1961. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 61. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:30. The winds are out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received a trace of precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 80 degrees, and once again, we have these announcements to pass along. 911 lines are currently down. If you have an emergency, please call 608-475-4451. The Richland County Communications Center is also unable to make phone calls to some cell phones. Several surrounding counties are experiencing issues with 911 lines. And this in from the Ithaca School District: due to circumstances beyond their control, because of a network outage at a partner provider level, the Board of Education Finance and Personnel Committee meeting and the Board of Education regularly scheduled meeting that was supposed to be held tonight are postponed until tomorrow, and the meetings will be held in the LMC, with the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting starting at 6:30 and the regular board meeting to follow at 7.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Brewers got home runs from Christian Yelich, Blake Perkins, and Eric Haas while beating the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday 9-2. That win let Milwaukee avoid being swept in the weekend series. Jacob Yunus got the win in relief of Dallas Keuchel, and Yelich and Perkins each had 3 hits and 3 runs batted in. Former Brewer closer Devin Williams is scheduled to throw a live batting practice before Tuesday's home game against the Pirates as he tries to finally make it back from a serious injury. And the Brewers have tonight off, so they will have that 3-game series against the Pirates at AmFam Field starting tomorrow night. And tomorrow night's broadcast will be, you can hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the pregame tomorrow night will start at around 6:35. Wisconsin right tackle Riley Malman is rated one of the 10 best college offensive tackles by Pro Football Focus. Malman comes in number 8, Aaron T. Ursi of Minnesota is the only Big Ten conference tackle ranked above him. Malman started all 13 games for the Badgers last season. He first assumed a starting position as a redshirt sophomore in the 2022 season. The Packers' second-round pick during the 2024 NFL Draft has been opening eyes with his performance. Linebacker Edgerrin Cooper was one of the fastest at his position when tested at the NFL Combine. Veteran Quay Walker is predicting big things for Cooper. Both athletes have been timed at 4.5 in the 40-yard dash, meaning Green Bay could present a speedy and athletic linebacking core during the 2024 season. Cooper told reporters he could relax during the minicamp camp and make his presence felt.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
And the Wisconsin men's hockey team has announced it will open the 2024-2025 college hockey season in Omaha, on October 5th. During the exhibition game, the Baxter Arena in Omaha will be renamed after the program's first head coach, Mike Kemp. He coached the Mavericks for 13 seasons. Before that, Kemp was also served as an assistant coach for the Wisconsin hockey program. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hogs were mixed Monday. Soybeans, cattle and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on speculative and technical selling. The remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl are expected to bring rain to parts of the Delta and the eastern Midwest. Export demand continues to be slow, with Brazil holding a lot of the market share. August beans were 17 and a quarter lower at 11.49. September was down 29 and a quarter at 10.96 and three quarters. August bean meal was down $7.20 at $350. August soybean oil was down 46 points at $49.09. Corn was lower, monitoring the rain from Beryl and temperatures across the region with the crop in the pollination phase. Unknown did buy more than 135,000 tons of mostly new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. September was down 17 and a quarter at $393 and a quarter. December was 16 and a quarter lower at $407 and three quarters. and wheat was lower. U.S. hard red winter yields have been better than expected in many areas, and most of the spring wheat crop is still in good shape. The trade continues to largely ignore world weather issues. September Chicago is down 20 at 570 and a half. September Kansas City was 21 and three quarters lower at 577 and a quarter. September Minneapolis wheat was down 15 and three quarters at 617 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on technical selling ahead of this week's direct business. Brent Barnett has more on that in just a moment. August live was down 207 at 184.35. October was $1.87 lower at 185.30. August feeders were down 230 at 259.17. September feeder cattle were $1.60 lower at 260.62. And hogs were mostly lower on uncertainties about sustained domestic demand. August was up 35 at 89.52. October was down 95 at 72.52. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Cattle business started the week quiet. Bids and asking prices likely won't be revealed until later in the week, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Direct trade held off until Friday last week, with Southern live deals at mostly 190 and Northern dress deals ranging from 310 to 315. Boxed beef cutouts were higher at midday with generally light movement. Choice was up 153 at 331.96, and select was up 134 at 306.40. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to higher at the close. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 118, with a base range of 83 to 91.50 and weighted average price of 90.63. Pork values were higher at the close, up 108 at 95.99. Estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. USDA issues its July supply and demand report on Friday, and livestock economist Scott Brown with the University of Missouri says he's watching 2025 beef production estimates.
We talked about a big cut in production here in 2024, and as carcass weights have stayed heavy, we're certainly not getting as big a cut as we would have thought earlier.
More news is coming up next.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
National Weather Service says flooding is expected through midweek along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers in the eastern Corn Belt and Delta region. Hydrologist Mark Fuchs says flooding along major rivers continues due to the heavy rains that fell in the upper Midwest in late June.
We did have significant rain across much of Missouri, so that added the wave of water coming down.
The USDA's national corn and soybean condition ratings improved a little over the past week. Development weather remains mostly favorable, but there are some areas of concern, and there could be some impact this week as the remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl make their way inland. As of Sunday, 68% of U.S. corn is rated good to excellent, up 1% on the week. 68% of U.S. soybeans are rated good to excellent. And the U.S. Dairy Export Council says dairy shipments slipped 5% in May compared to the month prior because of mixed demand. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4444. Today.
Crop Disease Triangle. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Every growing season is unique, and Corteva market development specialist Jeff Moon says this year is presenting some unique challenges. He tells Brownfield growers need to be aware of the crop disease triangle, which consists of a pathogen, the right environment, and a susceptible host crop. More after this.
Each year, white mold causes millions of dollars in lost soybean yield across the United States. Now, northern U.S. farmers have a new tool to combat this yield-robbing disease. Viatude fungicide from Corteva Agriscience delivers best-in-class protection against white mold. With two modes of action, this powerful solution offers preventative and curative activity, providing soybean farmers a new level of in-season white mold defense. Viatude fungicide also promotes more robust plant health for strong stalks and better standability throughout the season, leading to maximum yield potential at harvest. Don't settle for lost soybean bushels anymore. Learn how the superior white mold protection of Viatude fungicide can benefit your acres by contacting your local Corteva Agriscience sales rep or visiting corteva.us/VIATUDE. That's corteva.us/VIATUDE.
Agriscience market development specialist Jeff Moon says several factors must come together for crop diseases to appear.
So we have this term called the disease triangle. And what that is, on one point would be the pathogen. You'd have environmental pieces. And then the third spot that has to be right is to have a susceptible host or a susceptible crop. And when all those three things are there, that's when we can have a disease problem show up.
He tells Brownfield the pathogen is what causes the disease.
A microorganism, you know, could be a fungus that's out there, and that's what the pathogen is. It's present there in the field. Sometimes people do some tillage or rotating or things like that, so it really doesn't impact what's out there, but that pathogen has to be present. And then the environmental conditions, we talk about moisture and heat. Typically, those are two of the biggest factors when it comes to this disease development. And you kind of have to know what you're dealing with. If you're in corn and thinking about tar spot versus in soybeans and thinking about white mold, and there's a whole host of other diseases out there, but they like a kind of a specific temperature and a specific moisture that they're looking for to develop. And then that host, so be it corn or be it soybeans, by rotating crops, sometimes we avoid disease issues. If we stay growing the same crop over and over again, we can exacerbate the situation. And so those are really the things, I guess, a little bit deeper look at maybe what those three pieces of the triangle are.
Moon says farmers should consider fungicide applications.
It requires scouting on behalf of a crop consultant or the farmer, you know, that's out there, and knowing what their conditions are, kind of visiting with their neighbors a little bit, seeing what's going on around them, and paying attention to what the weather forecast might be, you know, for the development of these things. There's some tools out there that can help us with timing of these fungicide applications. But these fungicides can be very, very effective. But a key in a lot of these things is getting that fungicide on there to help protect that plant before the problem shows up. We've got a couple of them in corn. We've got Approach Prima, which is kind of a broad spectrum fungicide, also brings some plant health benefits with it. And then on the, you know, tar spot is one of those diseases we talk about there. And then on soybeans, we have a new one called Biotude, which we're really excited about should we see some white mold developing this year.
Visit Corteva.us to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
You've dreamed about it for years, but now it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. Steel panels from All American Do It Center, just what your new storage building needs. There's 7 different panel styles to choose from, including our most popular, the Eagle Pro. Panels are Energy Star rated and covered by a Valspar Weather XL 40-year limited paint warranty. Pick out your color scheme using the colorizer tool at allamericansteel.net. Our team will design and get your building started with materials from All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No, it ain't tore up, ain't got a scratch, ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt, worth every dime I spent. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Now, not tomorrow, not next week. Can't take another red light with a memory over in that seat. If I find one more hair tie that slipped off her wrist, one more chapstick, one more picture, I might push it off a bridge. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. Some old shop, the way that girl wrecked me. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
And you just heard from Dylan Scott singing about New Truck on Country and Community WRCO. Good evening, everyone. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here until 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music and information. God, what a beautiful Monday we had. And our temperature is 81 degrees, according to the Wirtz Florin home temperature gauge. Pretty good to have 81 degrees at 5:48 in the evening. And the winds are calm now, so it's kind of died out there. It was a little humid out there, but, you know, that's expected this time of year. This is my type of summer weather right here. Keep it in the mid to upper 80s and maybe a little bit of low humidity. So that's what makes summer great. And keep the rain away. We've had enough of that. And hopefully the rain didn't spoil too much of your 4th of July celebrations. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend as well. And I have these announcements I want to pass along. First of all, 911 lines are currently down. If you have an emergency, please call 608-475-4451. The Richland County Communications Center is also unable to make phone calls to some cell phones. Several surrounding counties are experiencing issues with 911 lines. And this is in from the Ithaca School District. Due to circumstances beyond their control, because of a network outage at a partner provider level, the Board of Education Finance and Personnel Committee meeting and the Board of Education regularly scheduled meeting that was supposed to be held tonight will be postponed until tomorrow. The meetings will be held in the LMC with the Finance and Personnel Committee meeting starting at 6:30 and the regular board meeting to follow at 7. Also from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, first of all, found a white medium-height dog. The dog has a black collar and was found near St. Mary's Church. This dog was found last week. And if this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-604-5665. Also lost over the weekend in the Gotham area, a small golden retriever wearing a green collar and a training collar. The dog's name is Rusty, and it's written on the tag. If you find Rusty, please give a call to 608-604-3883. And also found over the weekend on Wheat Hollow Road, two gas cans and one other item. The other item must be described before claiming. To claim those items, please call 608-604-2274.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
100.9 WRCO. We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, any way you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right in. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ where you got baptized, we could raise a couple kids up. Same red dirt, little neck of the woods.
I love her and her five-star supper's taking back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids of good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods. Yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even
Joe Dillon say, Miss Kitty, if you ever thought of running away, settling down to marry me, if I asked you twice and begged you pretty please, she'd have said yes to New York minute. They never tied the knot, his heart wasn't in it. He stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his head up at Kitty's place. Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rove and ride. Wearing my sexy